are here at the 2019 Northwest Credit Union Association's MAX Convention in beautiful Spokane, Washington, and you are in for a treat.
A special treat.
We are hosting our very first Swag Review Awards, and we have collected. Before we talk about the swag here, I want to introduce Kyle Stutzman from Pure IT Credit Union Services. They are the ones who are proudly sponsoring
the first Swag
Review. Congratulations for that!
Thank you.
You guys are on uncharted territory here.
We are excited.
Good for you. Good for you. Well, we thought when we go to conferences, we go through the exhibitor hall and everyone's right. there, and they have some great products and services to offer. At the same time, they have some great things to give you as well.
Want you to come to the booth, right? And they want you to wear their products around.
Right, which is a great marketing thing to do for sure.
Right.
So we thought, you know what? Since there's so many folks here, and we just thought this would be kind of cool to feature some of the swag, as we call it. And we have various categories,
we
will award the best one. That's just in our humble opinion.
Right.
There's nothing official here. We think they're all winners.
They are amazing. It is amazing what people give out at conferences.
It is. So should we start?
No further ado. Let's go.
Let's dive right into it, because you have a plane to catch.
The crowds are just
The crowd is getting restless. So here we go. All right, and the beautiful awards
the trophies that
have been kindly chosen and designed.
Yes, top banana awards for each category.
Indeed. All right, guys. All right, let's start with the most unique.
Most unique.
Most
award.
Unique items. What do we have here?
There are so
Kyle?
Many opportunities.
Okay, what is that?
I didn't know. I had to read the back.
Okay.
It appears like it is a hot or cold compress.
Okay, so if you have like an aches and pains or something like that,
we
like
walk
a bad
lot.
Shoulder.
We walk a lot.
Okay,
of
put that on your knee.
It's probably for knees
okay.
and feet.
That's a good one.
Right.
What is this? Do we know what this is?
I think it's to
That's
clean.
A ball.
Something.
It's got a smiley face and cleaning stuff. So very unique indeed, for sure. Yeah. That looks like a back scratcher / antenna.
So. Right?
So,
grab little things off table. When you're going by the table and you need some swag,
just
quickly.
Yeah, you can just scrape it right off.
Still
okay.
don't, we still, uniqueness, we don't know what this is.
No idea, but very,
very
unique
appealing.
Nonetheless. Yes.
Right. And I think we had...
Oh, the Fiserv baggage handler thing?
It's a baggage
it took
handler,
a while for
yes.
me to figure out what it was, mm-hmm. but what is this? Oh, Q2. What are these guys? I'm not sure what that is.
I believe it holds a cell phone.
Oh.
Or chocolates, or whatever
that's pretty
it is.
Cool. So, I like that.
Yeah, there's all these interesting things.
I really like that.
As far as unique things here, some are even Northwest unique.
I like the trailer.
Trailer.
Yeah.
Right.
That's a nice.
We'll put that in another category.
Okay. Yeah.
So, out of this, what do you think, Mike? What's the most unique award for the MAX conference?
I'm really liking it's between these two to me, because this one could be, again, a
right.
back scratcher
there's a
slash
bunch
antenna.
Of hand, give me your hand
yeah, there's a lot of hands here.
Going on. That's great.
So,
yeah, I agree. I mean, I just haven't seen this before.
Okay, there you
at
go.
At a conference.
There's our winner
so,
right
Tandem.
There. Congratulations, Tandem.
Congratulations, Tandem.
Well done, well done. I think Q2
top
will be a runner-up, because I think
absolutely.
This is pretty cool as well. So
very
we'll put
good.
That right there.
Most unique at the
indeed.
MAX conference swag.
Yeah, got to find out what this is. We got to find out what that is.
Let's move these unique
things.
Items
right.
out of the way.
There.
Here's keep an award
winner. Yeah, keep the awards there.
Yeah,
here,
let's keep
this
that
will be
up
runner-up.
There. All right.
And if you get...
Next category.
If your head starts to hurt, you can put that on there.
Yes.
All right, next one. Gosh, we've got to clean off our table here. Most practical. Most practical items. Do
right.
we have a most practical item?
We have a... This was amazing. There are a lot of practical items, which I think is a smart move. Because
yes.
people will actually use and take care of these. So we have the standard hand sanitizer in various formats. I think this is a hand sanitizer.
Love it, love it.
This
nice.
Is a USB shield. So
I actually really like that. If I had a USB on my computer, I would use that.
would,
but I have a Mac, so it's USB-C. Is that the correct thing?
Yes.
Yeah, thanks.
Most
thank
people
you, Jack.
Bring these.
Oh,
right.
But I have one in my bag.
Didn't bring a toothbrush.
Yes, I used it like 2 hours ago.
Extremely helpful. Battery like charger, it. You know, also good. Port issues, you know, may or may not charge
you gotta
think
yours. About compatibility stuff.
Nail file, just not. Depends on the demographic.
I like that. It's a good idea, actually.
Right.
In case you forgot to cut your nails before you came to the conference.
You're good to go. Stapler. All your stapling needs at the conference is there.
That's
I'm pretty
easy.
Sure this one's more intended to take back to your office, you know,
mm-hmm.
leaving your
mm-hmm.
bag.
Yeah, you don't have to run to the FedEx store
and
or anything.
Some of these.
That is impressive.
Quite unique, yes. Full blown sewing kit.
Very cool.
You know, probably too small for like quilt. I'm from Pennsylvania. Quilting or other
quilting. Stuff. I don't know if you want to use that for quilting.
Right. Maybe just a button.
A button, yes. Right. A button.
And then, pretty amazing, Tide pin, easily you know, seen.
Very handy.
And the same thing, stain remover, but both well branded.
I think my wife has that at home, actually. So that's actually pretty darn handy.
Yeah. Could have used this earlier, you know.
Yeah.
These are, but we had the awards, so
yes, things do spill on you while you're at conferences, so this is pretty darn handy, I think.
I love this category.
I'm leaning toward the sewing kit. Yeah, I'm leaning toward that, and this could be a strong runner-up.
Well, I like, yes.
So, but
I can agree with that, yeah.
Get your take on that.
I think this is good, because when you need it, it's needed. You don't run around with your shirt, you know.
Right, or a button hanging loose or something like that.
So that's good, and I like the runner-up, so we definitely have to have a tie pin.
Okay. Very cool.
Which category again?
That was most practical. Yeah, definitely.
Congratulations. So we were talking digital check as a runner-up.
Good job. And then with Servion
Group.
Well done, guys.
Very well done.
Yeah, that was really, really good. I like that a lot.
Most practical.
Good stuff, sir.
Be using these later today, I guess.
Mark that. Exactly. I'll take that toothbrush.
Okay. Our third category.
I like toothbrushes. It's just me. All right. Most fun.
Most fun.
I like this one.
Yeah, get away from the practical
stuff. Yeah, let's do some fun stuff.
Most fun. You kind of gave me a weird look when I, like, fanny pack. Fun for others to look at you?
If you find that fun, you're a very unique human being. You belong in the unique category.
Puzzle category of fun.
I like the puzzle.
So this one has, it's a tiny little,
is that the ball thing?
BB, and it's, like, this whole thing is a maze. This is the kind of thing you take to, concerts or churches or whatever. You need to keep your kids,
Concert. Okay.
Kids?
Oh, I'm thinking I don't know, Black Sabbath, AC/DC, YouTube. Yeah,
keep someone entertained quietly. Okay, not a conference session.
Listening to with this, or with or without
you wouldn't
me.
Do
and
this
that song.
In a keynote. Yeah, okay. This would be for some other time.
Okay, I like this puzzle too. That's really for thinkers out there. This is a really good one. Yes.
And then for those that maybe aren't thinkers, the silly putty. I mean, just all day long sitting there.
My kids would absolutely love that.
I know.
For sure.
It's great.
For sure. For those that aren't thinkers.
I mean, while you're thinking.
While you're thinking.
You play with it. But
yeah, silly putty is,
you
can't go wrong with
it. Put the same thought into it like you do with a puzzle.
That is true, but you can't go wrong with silly putty,
last
for
entry
sure.
I think we have for really most fun, which may also fit in a foam category later, is
the rocket.
Little rocket. That
the rocket that
on.
Could put an eye out, for sure.
Right.
But it's foam, so it won't hurt that bad.
If it can put an eye out, it's not in the fun category anymore. So what do you think? Fun category.
I am leaning toward this. Even though I'm a silly putty fan, I'm really leaning toward this because I like puzzles. I'm just my personal preference, but what's your thoughts? What are your thoughts?
I think this would be fun until it gets frustrating and then you can't do it anymore. So
true. True.
So I think these are the top two.
Okay, very good. So SWBC.
SWBC.
One of the thinker puzzle, and then who did the Conetrics? Did the silly putty.
Did the silly putty. There we go. Top award winners in the fun category.
Boom. I love it. I love it.
That's awesome.
Keep the BB thing for yourself when you go
to
a concert.
The fun. Yes.
All right, next one is conversation starter. What's the conversation starter? This one befuddled me a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what to expect on a conversation starter.
Well, I think conversation starter, one of the things we were talking about is what is it, is often the first component, how unique it is. So there's
what this is.
One of the conversation starters.
So this is, bees. Oh, this is probably like lip stuff, because it has beeswax.
You just have to,
Oh, you just open it up and there you go.
We saw this earlier.
That could be a conversation starter, because you're going, I don't know what it is.
Right.
All right.
But I think as we went through this, this one is quite unique. So let's say we're at the end of the conference and we're hanging out near the hotel bar.
Right.
All of a sudden,
you're in your Christmas
lit up.
4th of July.
And then, I don't need to rely on anything else here.
Watch your language.
I got my own straw, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Look at that.
Oh my gosh.
Is that not a conversation starter?
Rate reset. You guys outdid yourself. I think
very
this is
well
the,
done.
The clear winner, for sure.
Right.
Lights, camera, action.
Right. And you don't want you don't throw this away. This is reusable.
Oh, reuse
right?
it.
Yeah, you shove it back down in here.
I like that a lot.
Expect questions at TSA.
Yeah,
and take it home with you.
Exactly.
That's right.
Hey, you know what? Maybe we could put this trophy on top of that.
Oh,
there we go.
Well
thanks,
done,
Rate Reset. Yep.
Upside
indeed.
Down logo.
Oh,
in.
Here we go.
That's fine.
There we go.
Okay.
Branding. Think about branding.
Perfect.
Yeah, Rate Reset won that one hands down. Although I like the lip stuff because my lips get chapped and stuff at conferences, as most people's do, because you talk a lot.
It's very good.
So, yeah.
All right.
Next one. Oh. Best notebook. Everybody hands out notebooks. I'm a notebook connoisseur a little bit, so I really enjoy it. I actually really like these. So,
well, you say everyone does. It's amazing that there are a number of them, And they are well done.
They are. I actually have a couple of those. I have a couple of these at home.
Okay. What is it in a good notebook for a swag that you
I like
look
a
for?
Solid cover that's kind of leatherish, has a good feeling to it, and the pages open nicely with lines, and you have like a little page saver thing here. So
this is nice and portable, but I think it doesn't quite meet that category. Here, thick.
I like it. I'm liking that a lot.
Has notepad. Yeah. It's actually got these business cards.
Oh,
but doesn't have the feel. So you have to really decide. I mean,
it's pretty solid.
These two are very comparable feel.
Yeah.
Which where are you leaning?
I'm leaning toward this one.
Okay. And do you want
a
notebook that blends in, or you want a notebook that's teal, blue, you know, that stands out?
I don't care about the color.
Okay, we're going to go.
What do you think?
I think we're going to go this. We're going to go.
All right. These two guys.
As you said, lined.
Yeah.
Very nice
page
feel.
Page saver there.
Not only a page saver, but also the little elastic in the back.
Wow, very nice. Very nice.
Yeah. So
this one's good, though, because it has the business card holder, and it has a calendar in the back. Oh, my gosh.
So what do we have branded on this one?
Oh, this is the folks from Appraisal Firewall.
And we have Defense Storm.
Well so done, guys.
Well.
I like this one a lot. And
continue
I'm going
to
use
bring
it.
These.
I'm going
to
use it. For
right.
Sure.
Bring one to Mike.
Thank you very much. And Defense Storm gets runner-up for a nice feel, quality of build, all that good stuff. So good job, guys. Well done. All right.
Top banana.
And one of my favorite categories, best pen. Best pen. Everyone
one of the most challenging categories.
I think so. I think you're right. Because we have 100 of them.
Many pens. Some didn't even make it because there's some similar pens out here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that anyone can see these. We're going to have to hold a few up. But
wow.
You have, you have some more of the similar style pens. But Clicky?
Same company?
Oh, no, this is a different company. Just very similar.
Same manufacturer.
Yeah, same manufacturer.
Alchemy and Intrium? Intrinum.
Yeah.
Intrinum.
Yeah. So, you like a Clicky pen?
Okay.
And what about weight?
Weight has a little bit.
Something to do with it, too.
Okay.
So, I mean, this is a category, but this would be a tie, so we're going to have to put that aside. I think in the best pen category, we probably want to avoid the two multifunctional. Like, this is both a pen and a flashlight.
Oh, wow. Wow, so, that could almost go in the most practical category.
Which we already awarded.
Oh.
So we will...
Whoops,
next
sorry,
time.
Guys.
Next time.
We'll be
you.
More aware.
Yes, next time we'll look at that.
Look at this. Here's a cover by itself. Did a pen go in here?
Yes, it was. You just dropped the pen out.
Sorry.
So find that
sorry.
Pen.
It's kind of velvety. Is that it?
It's the weighted one, yes.
Oh, okay. So. Well, that fits nicely in there.
Yeah.
Who did that one? Oh, Diamond. Oh, thanks, Diamond. Yeah, that's a nice pen. It's
right?
A nice cover.
There. That is not a Clicky pen.
Orange.
Right?
That's good quality.
This is Gravity Payments. Like 100% recyclable is what I'm gathering here.
It's a highlighter.
Highlighter, pen.
And a pen? Ooh.
Yeah. It's definitely a paper feel, but it's a nice pen. You have.
It seems like it's recyclable as well.
I'm
very
sure
aware of the environment. So we like that as
well. Another pen. So sometimes the additions.
That just stopped me in my tracks.
Don't you? Yeah. Just like the light, you know, maybe this goes back into the fun and practical wipe off your screen.
Yeah.
But I think from a classic, I would use a pen at my desk is what we're looking for here for best.
Exactly.
For best
but
category.
But for marketing and attention stopper, again, that stopped me in my tracks. So whoever created that pen stopped me in my tracks and got my attention. So that's a good thing, actually. So
I mean, this is our second to last category, right?
Yes.
So
yes.
We have a... Let's choose out of here.
Oh, the pen thing is so hard to choose from. I'm liking the Gravity because it's a recyclable. It kind of matches where we are. We're in the Great Northwest where they are very environmentally conscious. So I think this would be a decent one. I'm just saying. I'm not sure.
I would go with this one as an alternative.
Okay.
It's unique. It has, it's got three sides instead
it's like
of a
triangle.
Triangle.
Okay.
A little grippy. It's also got some nice...
Not
heavy.
I like
heavy,
that one. It's kind of the
one.
Lexus of pens,
right.
Almost.
If I had this one, conversation starter.
Yeah.
And it's practical. Mm-hmm. This one, probably nice to have sitting on the desk.
Yep, I agree with you. I'm in full agreement.
We have winners.
There they are, right
you
there.
You want to choose top?
I think we'll top. That one will be top.
There we go.
And Gravity
Integrated
will get,
Builders Group.
Runner up
and
for
Gravity Payments. Congratulations.
Well done, guys.
Good pens.
That's
keep
a hard choice
those.
Because there's so many pens to choose from. So well done, lads.
Last is another.
What's that?
Another crowded category, right? Our last category?
Yes, best foam.
Best foam.
Wait till you see the foam, guys. Wait
best
till you
foam.
See the foam. Okay, we have a trailer.
Trailer.
I like that. An Airstream, I think that is.
CBI Star.
Nice. Oh, I like that.
The Trust Apple.
Like that. Ooh, I like the Apple.
Cars. We definitely have a car thing.
I could throw that a long ways. Oh, Cars. Oh, the trailer could go with the Cars. Look at that.
No, we can't pull it. This one might.
Yeah, that might.
Convertible.
Yeah, yeah, depends on the engine. And Stay Puft Marshmallow Man?
I think he holds things.
Oh, he could hold the car.
So that's what he does.
That is awesome.
Probably a phone, probably, and then...
Could hold Kasa. A pen. Oh! Kasasa. Good folks there, for sure. Now, right. What is that?
Drink Cozy,
I believe. Oh, look. Do you have I was playing with this earlier. Watch.
You have one?
Okay, watch, sure. Watch. Watch, everybody. Get that. Goes right around. Keep my water cold or warm.
Right. That's a practical foam.
Very practical foam. Like yeah. That. Two jobs in one. So what do you think? I'm stumped on this one.
I like the practical foam.
Do you like that?
Yeah. Okay. I mean these you can throw in the office, mm-hmm. toss back and forth,
and not
hurt anyone.
Yeah,
I mean that's helpful. Mm-hmm. But a top two, really. This is unique. When do you have a
love the trailer? Know? Yeah, I like the trailer a lot too.
Ellie Mae trailer.
Yeah, and Kasasa. Yeah,
very well done.
All righty, good
top
job.
Top banana award.
Top banana. Okay, where now we're gonna choose.
Best of the best.
These two, yeah, best of the best.
Wow.
This is our last and final one. We'll
right. This we'll put this trophy on the pedestal. Goes to the best of the best.
Yes, out of all our winning categories here, which one stands out the most to you, Kyle? Which one will do it?
I kind of lean towards the practical side.
Yeah.
So I'm leaning towards probably the sewing kit that was there.
You know what? That was my first thought,
was
too.
It really?
Yeah, the sewing kit.
I mean, why are we drawn to something that's, you know, has so many small little parts and complexity?
Know,
it's like, I feel like I'm getting more.
Yeah.
Right.
The value is huge.
The value is huge. And, you know, I can also help others out. Like, hey, you have trouble?
Yeah.
Look, I can be a help.
Of service to you, yes. Right.
So,
and that's what the credit union industry is all about.
Serving
people helping
group.
People.
Yeah.
Sewing kit is right there with it.
Top banana.
There it is.
There we go. This is the kind of thing you want to look for at your next conference, and mm-hmm. let us know if there's some other swag we should be
reviewing.
We should be reviewing.
Yeah, so this does it, ladies and gentlemen. This was the first Swag Review Awards sponsored by the folks at Peer IT Credit Union Services, so proudly, I can imagine. Right. And here's our grand prize winner. And we'll be coming to a conference near you and reviewing more swag and giving out awards. Congratulations. Yes. I think they're all very, very good in their own right.
And we're all thankful for the vendors that help the credit industry.
Yeah, and they were very eager.
They were.
Very eager to hand out and go, hey, feature our stuff. So
that's
good
perfect.
Stuff, guys. And thank you.
to
Reset, too, for being a nice
pedestal
for our
that's
top
perfect.
Award. All right, guys. Nice. That'll do it. Till the next one.
Have a good day.
Well done. Boom.